Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Number of tunes that are applicable to the day.
Oh, yeah?
I think we selected any number of versions of Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow.
Well, you know what?
What's that?
It's frightful.
Yes.
In honor of our special guest weather reporter,
really?
I'm going to play Harry Connick Jr.
Him too.
From New Orleans, Doug. Say hello to Roberta and Kevin Mister.
Wow, Roberta Fasanelli is here. My heavenly days, McGee. Of all the days for you to show up. So we have Roberta, Richie, Jennifer, and Doug on the Good Day program. For those of you who are new to the program, Roberta Fasanelli was on the air with me for 21 years straight, and then she decided that she had better things to do with her time, so she disappeared. And so now she has decided to reemerge. Are you north in New York or are you in New Orleans? Where are you?
Oh, no, I am in New York. I am in New York.
So why don't you tell us about the light snow that's falling there and the little bit of wind that's blowing around so that we have an update. And actually, I was looking at Mayor Blah Blasio's urging New Yorkers to stay home.
Not urging, threatening them.
Don't you dare go out on the streets.
Well, we got that in Massachusetts, too. But it's not as bad. The snow, all of this has been downgraded now. And that's not to say, I'm looking out the window on the farm, Roberta, and I can't see into the pasture. The whiteout, because the wind's about 40 miles an hour here. Mm-hmm. You go into Boston, and it's about 50 to 60 miles an hour. Down the Cape, it's 70 to 80 miles an hour. You go north up to New Hampshire, Manchester, and in that area there, the mountains, the wind is substantial, causing tremendous drifts. The snow is very light, as you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, under the circumstances, there are ways you can see that you can clear yourself out of it. There are 7,700 flights in and out of the Northeast that have been canceled.
What a mess.
You won't see an airplane in and out of LaGuardia or JFK or Newark or Boston or Manchester or wherever until late in the day tomorrow, if then.
But listen to Roberta's update from where she stands compared
New
to
York?
Hearing on the news.
Yeah.
This is a non-event here. I'm looking out the window. It's absolutely dead still, and I don't think there's 8 inches, 7 inches of snow on the ground. Maybe.
Yeah.
It's a complete non-event here.
So the New York, that's what I said, it's all been downgraded to a point. We were supposed to get 2 to 3 feet. We'll get about a foot. Now, I wish I had my camera. My love is here. I'm going to turn her microphone on. She's going, we have the three farms here, Roberta. You've never met Roberta, I don't think. No, Meredith's never met you, and you've never met Meredith. So Meredith has on her her attire. She's got a tire. Well,
she's wearing tires like the Michelin man. She's a Michelin woman.
She's going out to. She has a ski goggles on. And really, I should take. Listen to this. Of all the, her iPhone, Richie.
Yeah.
Gone. It stopped. It just kind of blew up. You can see the smoke coming out of it yesterday.
Cool.
Done. Finished. So I just said to her, because she wants to walk next door to the other farm.
I got to feed the horses.
She has to feed the horses. Okay. So she wants to go over there and make sure that everything's okay. So she's going to go. I said, take my cell phone in case you fall down and can't get up.
Very smart. And why try to put on Doug's life alert?
Yeah, why don't we just get you guys a couple of life alerts?
Maybe
they sell them for couples.
Yeah, right. Life alerts? Yeah.
Like his and hers life alert necklaces.
I've fallen in the barn and I can't get up.
Well, but so the difference here is I want to follow up on what Roberta was saying and then what Meredith is doing and what the idea. Now, remember, Roberta, I don't know if I told you, I think most everybody, I guess I haven't told the story. Meredith's from Buffalo. These kinds of storms, they laugh at this stuff. They laugh. And the storm that they had, what was it, 2 months ago or
like
5 feet
of snow.
Right. It's south of the interstate. You couldn't move for days. North of the interstate, there were 5 inches. That was it. So she looks at this and she says, this is child's play, in essence. So, okay, I'm going to walk next door and take care of the horses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can't see your hand in front of you. And the snow is up to her hips. If you go out the back door, she's going to shovel her way out.
The horses have to eat, of course.
Right, exactly.
She is so cute. She loves her horses.
She's taking good care of her horses. In the meantime, this is what it's like. This is what people don't get. Now, very interesting comparison and contrast. Roberta's a New York City girl. We're on the farm, country girl. And how we both are dealing with this, as Roberta suggested, it's not a big deal. The thing that really, really troubles me with all of this is how the news media once again plays you for suckers.
At the Today Show right now, and you would think it's still... They're using words like ravaged the East Coast.
Yeah.
Massive blizzard.
Well, I mean, it's not pleasant here where I am.
And showing reporters, like, they find the biggest snowdrift they can find and they jump into it where the snow is up to their chest.
Yeah.
And, and it just reminds me of the time when I saw Al Roker on the beach, like in Kitty Hawk, doing a storm report.
Yeah.
And he's, like, leaning over with all the rain gear on and, like, I can barely stand up. And then you see, like, some 8-year-old kid and his puppy run behind him. It's just so funny to watch these.
Well, but it just points out.
But I think it's just a little further north than they thought it was going to be. I mean, I think they thought it was going to be New York City. It sounds like Boston got a little.
Yeah, you know what? It's better to be prepared than unprepared.
Yeah, that would be.
I'd rather they overcall it and then it's not what they thought it was, than them totally miss it and everybody gets trapped.
Okay, so here's some. Let's do a couple of practical tips. All right, if you have a cell phone, a smartphone, whatever it is, and you are going to go out, make sure it is charged. Simple little things like that.
Thank you, Ducky.
Well, but I'm talking about how there's not a lot of common sense. We were talking earlier about driving on the roads. There shouldn't be anybody, unless you've got 10 years driving experience, you should not be on the road. 20 years, whatever. Going over these bridges.
Kara wouldn't have gotten you on the air this morning.
And don't forget to spit out your chewing gum before you walk.
Well, but you didn't have it. Richie, the big prediction for Washington, you drove to work this morning, the roads were dry.
Yeah, right? The main thoroughfare highway into the Arlington here was dry.
Right, okay. So here's a guy, I'm looking at a fellow named Ben Schickel, who went grocery shopping. He told one of the local news outlets, he's in Chestnut Hill, which is...
I'm Schickel from Chestnut Hill, see?
Yeah, he's next to Boston. Chestnut Hill is a very well-to-do, the first well-to-do suburb.
He's Schickel from Chestnut Hill.
West of... Boston.
You get where this hour's going.
And he was all upset because the shelves were cleaned out. Hello.
So Schickel was in a pickle, is what you said.
He was in a pickle.
In a pickle. He was Schickel in a pickle.
Yes,
he was.
Yeah. In West Chestnut.
Right. West.
You know, Roberta will understand this. You know, I was listening to something funny on the news, and as a California girl, I can't relate. I want to. I wish we had a little snow. We don't.
Yeah.
But they were talking about how people go to the grocery store and just clean out the shelves. Like, it's locusts have been through there.
Right. Yeah.
And so I can't remember who it was, but somebody on the news was laughing about how everybody always buys bread, milk, and eggs. And she was saying about how impractical that is, because if the power goes out, how are you going to cook the eggs?
Right.
The milk spoils.
No. In New York, we ran out of kale.
Kale.
Well, yeah, that's delicious, though.
Ken was saying yesterday with the milk, bread, and eggs, he's like, what's the fascination with French toast when it snows? Uh-huh. Did you hear the story in New York? Apparently, Craigslist dating site in New York is going nuts because people are looking for other people to shack up with for the snow days.
Right.
Yeah. A lot of babies in September.
A lot of babies. Yeah. All right. So anyway, I'm looking around. Wall Street will be open today. Most of New York will be open today.
I would imagine the airports are going to open too.
Later on.
Later on.
You'll have a hard time.
Oh, yeah.
With a reporter from LaGuardia, and I mean, it's all paved and ready to go.
Yeah,
it's a non-event here. Serious.
cleared. Yeah.
Seriously.
All right, but when you get north of that, Hartford, no-go, Springfield, no-go, Worcester, no-go, Boston, no-go, Providence, no-go, Manchester, no-go, Portland, no-go, that's pretty much the...
Here's the headline I'm looking at right now. Blizzard slams East Coast.
I know.
And right under that, snow totals downgraded as millions stay home.
Right, yeah. let's see here.
Small print.
The utility companies have brought crews in from as far away as Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois to take care of the power outages. I was sort of snickering last night watching the guy who's a PR person for the power company say, "We will take care of you no matter what it takes. When your power goes out, you'll get it back."
Really? Eventually.
Yeah.
At some point, we don't know when.
Right, exactly. So anyway, that's the story. So you're here to stick around with us for a while? What's going on with you?
Well, here it says snow will continue for 89 minutes.
Well, that's true because the major part from New York up, if you look at the forecast now, and I said this earlier, I was talking to Meredith, and I think I said it to you, Jennifer, the worst of it is actually now over in terms of volume. It'll continue until 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, but this wind is going to continue for a day, and this wind, because the snow is so dry, you'll shovel it out, you'll plow it out, and 15 minutes later, I just had Joe, who runs the farm, call me, Joe Dignan, and say that there was, he's got a four-wheel drive pickup truck, and he can't get beyond the end of the driveway at any of the farms, because you can't, he's pushing with his bumper, and that'll just lift the truck up, and so therefore you won't get any traction, so you got to get the plows in the ground, and I've got a six-wheel drive plow at the one farm, we got a four-wheel drive plow next door, but you've got to break into it, and then as soon as you blow it, as soon as it's clear, you clear a path, it'll be covered up again. There's a drift we have at the store. If you go to eastleyfarm.com, you'll see a picture of the store and the slide door.
Ice cream today.
Yeah, now there'll be no ice cream or milk. The place is closed. But there's just imagine a 10-foot drift in front of that door. The front door, he said, is completely covered. And that's
a big door, too.
Yeah, and that's what you're kind of going to encounter. That's right. You've been on
there. It's dead quiet here. It is dead quiet.
I mean, peaceful.
There's no wind. I'm looking at the tree in front of the apartment here. There's no wind.
We should be playing that peaceful, easy feeling because if nothing else, when you look around and you see the beauty that the snow will provide, it cleans everything for a while. It's just kind of a neat, warm feeling if you can deal with that aspect of it rather than some of the...
All right, Roberto, you sticking around or you have to get out of here?
No, I'm here. Okay.
19 at the hour.
I can't go anywhere.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment, comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
There is something about the road that beckons, that invites us to pack up the family and leave the world behind. And there is something about an industry-leading unlimited mileage warranty on a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz that gives us the freedom to do exactly that. You take to the highway, rack up the miles for up to 3 years, and drive with the assurance that your Mercedes-Benz is covered. You have the security of being in a car that has been certified to Mercedes-Benz standards, while you enjoy a carefree ownership experience for miles and miles. But, while the mileage is unlimited, your time to take advantage of our certified pre-owned sales event is not. Now through March 2nd, you can also receive complimentary prepaid maintenance and your first 2 months payments on us on select models, plus 3 months of Sirius XM satellite radio. So hurry into your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer today and see why we say the odometer is there to record the memories.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
with a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is a song by a group that only had one hit. You tell us the name of this group, 888-302-DOUG, and we'll qualify you for our drawing next week for the Beaches Resorts winter giveaway time, and we can certainly use that under the circumstances today. All right, so who is this group? 888-302-3684. Always love this tune.
I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
That's the tune. The boys are back in town.
This song is the epitome of power bar chord rock.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's good for the bars. Enjoy. Look at the lines already.
Here we go.
Alright, so this is an Irish rock group. Topped the pop music charts during this week in 1976. So if you know who it is, tell us the name. One hit and one hit only. That's it. And when you hear the name, you'll think, oh no, I know. These guys have been around doing a lot of other things. Yeah.
He slapped Joey right in the face. Man, I tell about the place.
302-3684.
She was red hot. I mean, she was steaming.
Amen.
And that time over at Johnny's place. Well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place.
You love that one.
She don't want to know.
Great stuff.
Boys are back in town. Boys are back in town.
Rock group topped the charts, as I said, this week, 76. It was formed 1969 by Ed Bell and organist Eric Rickson in a Dublin bar. That is a shocker. Ed Bell's the guitarist, bassist and vocalist Phil Lynott. Drummer Brian Downey joined the group. They are the core. Two of them have played backup for Van Morrison. They all share an interest in having their own band. First single was called The Farmer. Richie, you got to find that for me. Released in 1970. I don't know that song. Let's see if we can find it.
That's why we don't know it. Because no, we're a one-hit wonder.
No, you want to know why we don't know it? It sold 283 copies.
Oh, really?
But just for the heck of it, see if you can find it. It's a valuable collector's item. This group can move to London to focus on their studio efforts, but nothing popped. So they went on a tour here in our country with Bob Seger and Bachman Turner Overdrive. Man, what a great combination. These guys with those two groups, woo! Wish we could get that duplicated. That'd be kind of a fun thing to have today. This is the farmer?
Yes.
Y'all can drink, and it's in the bar. You see, Marsh, you passed away.
I think I want to use that. I was thinking of using it on my new American Family Farmer show. I think not, though, Richie, huh?
Yeah, I just want
to. Yeah, this is terrible. All right, let's go back to the boys are back in town. Let's see. They recorded an album called Jailbreak, which contained The Boys Are Back in Town.
Yeah.
Phil wrote the song, sang lead. Then after this song got successful, they had a lot of internal problems. People in and out of the group all the time, so they really couldn't get on top of it again. Without any more hits,
split up. And we start to get a little success, and everybody starts to disagree on what the next album is.
Yeah, right. All right. So let's see what we can find out here. 888-302-3684. Tim is in New Haven. Hello, Tim. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, Tim Lizzie.
Tin Lizzy. Is it Tin Lizzy, Tin Lizzy, Tin Lizzy? Close enough. All right, so tell us why you're attracted. The first thing you thought of when you heard the song was?
High school.
And what did this song add to your high school experience?
It was just some good music.
Yeah, moving around music, right? A little romance. Is this romance? This isn't really romance.
No, just.
28 after on Good Day.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
The stone walls that surround old farms in New England are an important part of the character and beauty of many rural communities. They are a reminder of our history and are still functional. But at one such property, the old stone wall was 25 feet from the road, while the town decided that fencing needed to be 50 feet from the road. They required the owner to build a new fence at great cost. This would have denied that farmer the use of more than 10% of a 20-acre farm. He fought back and won. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see how misguided such policies can be. The Constitution prohibits governments from taking people's property without just compensation. Doing so is stealing. We the people need to stand up to freedom-snatching regulations wherever they occur.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Hi, I'm Carrie Glassman, registered dietitian and nutritionist, and I've partnered with the Laughing Cow Cheese because I want to help people reinvent themselves in 2015 as far as healthy snacks and also as of being a little bit overall healthier and happier. You want to think about taste. You want your foods to taste good. Also, texture is really important. A couple examples of creamy plus crunchy that I love are this Laughing Cow Cheese here with apple slices and a little bit of honey. Laughing Cow Cheese with some chopped peppers on a whole grain cracker or on cucumbers or even just with crudite. Take the Laughing Cow Cheese's challenge. Go to their website or go to their Facebook page at facebook.com/TheLaughingCowUSA and do their 31 Days of Reinvention Challenge. There's challenges to reinvent your snacks as well as healthy habits to help improve yourself to be healthier and happier.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 33 after the hour. Doug and Roberta and Jennifer and Richie here. Roberta, yes, I said Roberta. Yes, it is.
But the fire
only for
so delightful.
Those north of New York.
Since we've no place to go.
And it has snowed.
Let it snow.
Bring you back to the snow coverage at Snow Central.
From the blizzard of 2015.
Let's talk about what else is going on here. First of all, Jennifer's been following a story that you ought to know a little bit more about. The three people who were charged with spying for Russia. My question is, why?
Is that still a thing?
What is there that you need to send people around? You can snoop all you want to on the internet.
There are government secrets. There are corporate secrets. That's the big thing that China tries to get into servers for, is they want corporate secrets. They want to figure out how Apple makes this and what their plans are so that they can go recreate it and steal it and sell it themselves.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Industrial espionage. All right, so anyway, what's the story, Jen Jen?
Okay, so there's these three guys that the government has been following.
These three guys.
Well, because I can't say any of their names. It's like Barack Acosta and Sports Chev, and it would be a waste of time to try to pronounce
like
them.
There's a camel, a priest, and a pimp that walk into a
That's
bar.
Right, into right. a bar, and they sit out. So the government has been following them since 2010, I believe. And they've been part of what they're calling a sleeper cell that's working for the government of Russia. They're known as illegals, but they are but they're Russian nationals. And they went undercover working in three different jobs. The one that was caught and put in jail right now is a representative of the Russian bank in Manhattan. The other two who are out of the country, they escaped, are a Russian trade representative and a Russian government attaché to the United Nations. These guys, over the time that the FBI was following them, had all these meetings. They'd slip each other like a bag, a magazine, a slip of paper. They were always followed up with a short telephone call.
So it's a good, it sounds like a good movie.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding? I'm ready for Pierce Brosnan. Let's go.
Yeah. All right. So Vlad is at it again, in essence.
Well, what's really funny is they were complaining that the young women that they were trying to, the idea was they're trying to recruit people. And one of the key groups they were trying to get were young women. And they would complain to each other about how difficult it was to get close enough to these young women. They're saying that you have to, like, this is a direct quote from an intercepted call. And in order to be close, you either need to have with them or use other levers to influence them to execute my request. So apparently they're saying they have to, you know, horizontal boogie to get women to cooperate. Come on.
Why did they study what ISIS did?
In the Kremlin? No, we will go and we will take their women and we will make them spy against them to give us everything we want.
They were Russia, Vlad's got a now Parisian accent. Good going.
German, actually.
Alright, next. The Washington hubbub about the storm was quickly dissipated when a drone landed at the White House.
This is such a great story.
This is another example of how vulnerable we spend all this money. You know how big the Secret Service budget is? We're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars to protect the president, the vice president.
Yet the radar can't detect anything under about 5 feet in diameter.
Right.
This thing was 2 feet. This drone was 2 feet wide.
And just landed.
Like you buy in a toy store.
Yeah.
Or at a hobby shop.
What, you know, I guess to a point, you credit why someone else hasn't, why some bad guy hasn't thought about this. It certainly is something that would be workable in a movie.
Here's the deal, though. A drone that size, I have one of these.
Yeah, goodness, it was you.
Yeah, it can't carry anything that would do any damage. You want to put some firecrackers on it, I may be sure. But,
I told you guys how one just crashed with heroin attached to it coming across the border from Mexico.
Right, something like that, sure, yeah. Right. But I think the funny thing about
this. The stash of drugs for the Secret Service in the White House that
way. There you go.
Is they found the guy, and it was just a government employee
playing
who works overnight out playing, and he lost control of the drone. He was like on 17th Street flying it around.
Right.
Dummy. And
why
lost
is
control
he a dummy?
Or maybe
why?
Was, maybe
I don't blame him. He wasn't trying to do anything bad.
Dude, you can't be on 17th Street flying. You're so close away. Maybe he was on the Mall next to the Washington Monument, which is right across the street from the White House, and lost control of it there.
Yeah.
But and that's hysterical.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you know, all the Secret Service guys,
All right. They're all out there.
Yeah.
Okay, next item of interest has to do with a group of folks who have their annual convention in very plush circumstances. There is a political machine backed by the Koch brothers. There are three Koch brothers. I know one of them. He's not part of this arrangement.
Real, Diet, and One, right?
Right.
What? Oh.
Coke One, Diet Coke, and Real Coke, right?
Classic Coke.
I fell for that one.
That's the cousin.
Right. Gaboom. No, that Coke is spelled K-O, I mean, C-O-K-E is the drink, and K-O-C-H is the family, right. So Charles.
They don't pronounce it Koch, like Mayor Koch.
No, it's Coke, because they're Midwesterners. They don't pronounce it that way, Roberta. Anyway, so they have their group of supporters. Their father started the John Birch Society, so that sort of tells you what their political philosophy is. And they've spent a lot of money, and they've become very public in worlds that they don't want to become public, and they don't want to. They're not the type that wants to be that visible. I'm trying to remember Charles and what the other brother's name is. I want
David.
To say David. Okay, you're right. I was thinking that. The one I know is Bill, and he had a fight with the other two. He's they're twins. David and Bill are twins, and 12, 13 years ago, they had a big fight, and so to get rid of Bill, the other two brothers gave him $1 billion apiece just to get rid of him. So Charles gives William $1 billion, David gives William $1 billion, and you go away. So since that time, Bill has been fighting them in every court proceeding you can imagine to get more of the family wealth because it's estimated the two brothers are worth about $20 billion. That's what the Koch.
Why would anybody need more than $2 billion?
Yeah, exactly. What do you do with that stuff? Anyway, that's not important to the story. Yeah, okay, good, Roberta. So they have decided that they're going to raise and spend $1 billion to help Republican.
$900 million. Almost a billion.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was a billion. No, so $900 million, close to it. Only $100 million off. $900 million to help Republican candidates for various offices. They'll pick theirs for president and the other various important offices, and then they'll either get the money or they'll use their own money to support their candidate. Remember the fellow from Las Vegas, Sumner or somebody or other, who gave all that money to Newt Gingrich? He's a big casino owner, 85-year-old guy. Those people, and there are a lot of them, and they're not just Republicans. Let's get this straight. A lot of times the news media plays these guys as dirty, no good, rotten Republicans who want to make conservatism the rule of the country. George Soros, a couple, what's Larry, the guy who founded, he's like the third or fourth richest guy. Larry, I was going to say elder. But
you've also got Tom Steyer, who gave a bunch of money to the Democrats.
Well, the point is, there are plenty of people on both sides who are going to push the money limits to the nth degree.
They can make a candidate. You know, you take someone like Gingrich, who would have never been a candidate.
A serious candidate.
Would have had this back.
Yeah, right.
But what happened to contribution limits?
They're gone. What are you talking about?
In the past.
They're completely gone.
Gonzo. You can give anything you want to now since the last ruling of the Supreme Court last year. We have ruined this country.
They just run it all through PACs, Roberta.
Yeah. There's no limit. So you got that to deal with. Okay, so let's see. What else did I want?
Did you see the meme that was going around on Facebook a couple of weeks ago suggesting that politicians should wear uniforms?
Yes.
NASCAR
like
drivers
do. Yes.
Right. With all of their sponsors.
Or
like
Sears or what have you, yes.
All right, let me spend a minute on this before. Jennifer's got to do the television report in a few minutes. And to bring you up to date on the storm, just the bottom line is Roberta's in New York, nothing.
Non-event.
I am on the farm, which is about 200 miles north and east of where Roberta is. Plenty of snow, plenty of wind. Not as bad as it was going to be, but the snow is going to continue to accumulate for another couple of hours here. And then with the winds, it'll be a couple of days before there's anything that's close to normal back again, because the snow is so light. It's very cold here. It's 14 degrees, so there's a dry. The snow is light, easy to move, but the other side of it is because it's so easy to move with winds like this, it just drifts everywhere. I'm looking out. I can finally see out to the barnyard where the cows are. We have a hangar that I built there, 10 years or so ago, and that gives the cows shelter that are on the feedlot. But, you have to obviously leave either end open, and because the winds are blowing around, it's hard. I'm looking at them. They're all covered with snow. I can see them moving around, but there's no escape. You can't escape this. That's really kind of the sad reality. In terms of what there is that's new, there's nothing new. It has flattened the day for the northeast. That's it. You have people that will be dumb enough to go out and drive, and they'll be arrested once they have their accident. Not only will they have to pay a surcharge on their insurance, but they will get cited for being on the road because there's a travel ban. But yet, you'll see people who try to go out. Where are you going to go? Nothing's open. Every business that I know of is closed. So, all right, now, what I wanted to do is spend a minute on the physics of these footballs. Other than the aside of Bob Kraft taking the NFL to task, and that's me putting it nicely, he's a very nice gentleman, very highly respected in New England, good guy, and he was really angry yesterday. You can see it in his face, you can hear it in his words at the NFL and how they have used this, if you'll pardon the expression, to football promotion for the game. That's really what he's saying. But there are a lot of people who are asking, I heard somebody on a sports talk radio program yesterday, trying to understand or calculate whether a decrease of 20 degrees from inside room temperature to outside game temperature could have caused the Patriots footballs to fall below the NFL standards as far as pressure is concerned. What the standard is 12.5 to 13.5 pounds per square inch. These footballs were about 11.5. So
the mistakes.
Bill Nye went and said, no way, it's not possible, that the claim Bill Belichick made is scientifically
right.
not possible.
What is
so, and so did, what's his name, the other side, Neil deGrasse.
What did they
Tyson.
Say?
They just disagree that, that you can't lose 2 pounds of pressure in that amount of space with that kind of a temperature change.
Right. Okay. So then he made a mistake, or is he covering it up? The standard physics formula relating to gas temperatures, I'm looking at a professor from MIT who's done a study of this. It's PV versus NRT, the pressure and yada. Yada yada. The Kelvin, what is the absolute zero is the Kelvin temperature.
Right.
That's actually kind of comical looking at all of this stuff. He applied it to the automobile tire pressure of 30 psi, and what happens to it? You can, at 14 feet. Millibars or something above sea level. It's this temperature goes to 40. I mean, all of this stuff.
Now,
which gets them back to what? Who cares?
All that said,
yeah. Right.
At the end of Bill Nye's interview on Good Morning America,
yeah,
he ended it with "Go Seahawks."
Oh, nice. There you go. Happy trails to them. All right, Jennifer checks the television report in a moment. You're on Good Day.
Musicians, right now at Guitar Center, for the first time ever, we're extending our friends and family discount to you. Savings up to 20% off the gear you really want, from starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, and the latest recording gear. Deals like a Harbinger 8-channel mixer, just $49. Or Sound Percussion 5A and 5B drumsticks, buy one, get one free. Plus, visit GuitarCenter.com for even more deals and get a cash-saving coupon. Guitar Center's Friends and Family Weekend, now through Sunday.
Never know how! Want to rekindle that flame with the missus? Repeat after me. Honey, I'm going to stock up on motor oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because 5 quarts of Castrol Conventional and a Napa Silver Filter are just $21.99. Trust us, it works. And if it doesn't, which it may not, okay, it won't. $21.99 is still a great deal on oil. Conquer the job with Napa Know How. General States pricing. Sale prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 2/28/15.
Dreaming about a home makeover? It's easy to transform your home with deals on hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Don't spend $5.99 a square foot this week at 3/4-inch solid Brazilian Koa for an unheard of $2.99. Or go from dingy carpet to stylish hardwood in a weekend with easy-to-install 5-inch click hardwood. This week, it's only $2.19. Plus, deals on bamboo, laminate, and more from 49 cents. And get special financing. Get started on your dream home today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Let's get to the report, which includes news from an X-Men creator. The networks are ordering new shows, et cetera, et cetera. Jen, Jen, what's the story?
I don't know if you got the memo, Dougie, but superheroes, huge right now. They do well on TV. They do well at the movies.
Really? Oh,
so why
my
not
God.
Exploit the heck out of them?
Yeah, of course. Right.
Well, the X-Men TV series, it has been confirmed to be in the very early stages of development over at Fox. Fox is doing well with Gotham. I don't see a problem with doing X-Men. Negotiations are currently underway to develop a live-action show based on the long-running
Bring
comic
back
book.
24!
Yes, please. And don't forget X-Files. That'll be fine. Yeah. It's already launched 8 feature films from the X-Men franchise. This would be the first time it would go into like a TV show type format that is not animated. So Marvel already developing a ton of TV shows. Right now on the air, they have Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Agent Carter. They have That's all on ABC. They have Daredevil. They have Luke Cage and Iron Fist, which are coming to Netflix. This is huge for Marvel. ABC, this is fun news for me. Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo starred in all of those classic National Lampoon Vacation movies. Well, they're reuniting for a new ABC comedy pilot called Chev and Bev. How about that?
Really? That's what it's called?
Chev and Bev.
Wow.
The single-camera project will feature the two as baby boomers who are fun, relevant, and living a selfish retirement when their world is turned upside down and they are suddenly left to raise their grandchildren.
I can't imagine anything less relevant than Chevy Chase and Beverly D'Angelo. Hey!
That could still be funny.
They're from Christmas Vacation, right?
Yes.
All the Vacation.
Right.
All the
I rest my case. Keep going, Jennifer.
Oh, Christmas Vacation.
Greatest movie ever.
You don't know what you're talking about. CBS has an eye on another Odd Couple for the 2015-16 TV season. The Odd Couple with Matthew Perry starts in February. Now the network has ordered a one-hour drama pilot based on Rush Hour, which was the movie back from, I can't believe, 1998. It starred Jackie Chan. Doesn't that seem like it was just yesterday?
Are these two guys involved in the TV project?
Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, and it had sequels in 2001 and 7. It will be executive produced and written by Bill Lawrence, who does Scrubs and Cougar Town. And it's a stoic, by-the-book Hong Kong police officer assigned to a case in Los Angeles where he has to work with a cocky African-American LAPD officer. No word of who is starring or
I'm going to bet
project.
The guy that was the Asian police officer in The Mentalist would be good for that role.
Or the guy in Grimm.
Yeah, I don't know that one, but I know this other guy from The Mentalist would be good on it. And then who would be a good, as long as they don't use Kevin Hart. Anybody but Kevin Hart.
Big movie guy, yeah, you're fine.
51 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studies sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Joining us now, his weekly visit is one that's looked forward to by a lot of people who are interested in success. Michael Levine, who has a terrific reputation in terms of the sorts of things he's done with his career to help make people successful, as one of Los Angeles' top PR consultants over the years. He has written books, he's done demonstrations, he's helped hundreds of people become more successful. So he's seen what it is that success is all about. And now he's created something new called the Excel Report. You go to the excelreport.com, which is his guide for success. And with all the play that you're getting here, is there some thread? Is there one thing that you note in people's interests or in the results that people are getting from following your strategies?
Well, first of all, we are getting a tremendous response to from your listeners all over the country and very interesting places and parts of the country who are signing up. It's a twice monthly report. It's sent on Sunday. So it's meant to be almost like a Sunday newspaper. It comes every other week. It's only twice a month. And it talks about the most interesting aspects of what successful people and unsuccessful people do. For example, 70% of all first-generation millionaires got their first job at age 10. 70% all first-generation millionaires got their first job at age 10. Now, what I think that shows us is that the habit of work is created in people at a very early age. And if you're a parent reading that, if you're in Ohio or Baltimore, Atlanta, and you say, wow, the first 70% of all first-generation millionaires got their first job at age 10. Now, it may have been a job at delivering a newspaper, babysitting, or so forth. My goodness, my child is 17, doesn't have a job. See, if you begin the habit of work very early in a young person's life, it becomes normalized. It becomes habituated and normalized. If, on the other hand, you do not develop the habit of work early in a young person's life, then it becomes very difficult to do and very difficult to reestablish in later life.
Wow.
That's one feature of the Excel Report and how it helps readers all over the country, even all over the world.
You write, most of the people in the world have no desire whatsoever to excel. I find that sad, I guess, because there are so many opportunities.
Listen, when I shared a statistic with you, Doug, which is that if you earn if you're an American male earning $50,000 a year or less, you likely drink six beers on Sunday during football season.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you couple that with the fact that only 3% of Americans have a library card, and you get to understand that most people have no interest whatsoever in doing anything exceptional and paying any price, bearing any burden.
One would wonder how that over time is going to reflect. You said something about your child. I certainly had a job when I was 8 years old and have worked pretty much every day of my life since then and feel good about it. I've found things that I liked that I guess I was fairly good at and make a couple of bucks at, and therefore my life has been one of sustaining enjoyment and help, I think, for people. The business that we hear so often in our country because of taxation, we're going to take from the rich and go to the poor. I think you and I have probably talked about this before. There is no need to do that because abundance is there for everyone to take. Everyone can have abundance. Everyone can create something. And what you're trying to do, and my hat is off to you, that's why I'm supporting you on the program, is to get people to think, okay, this is something that I can, there is something there I do well. Let's find it. And let's either try to make money with it or find my enjoyment quotient with it, right?
Let me close by telling you, making a point to what you're saying. Happiness is progress.
Mm-hmm.
Another word for happiness in the human being is progress. Humans like to progress, and I think excelling is a level of progression that will make some, not all, excited and feel dynamic and alive.
Michael Levine, check out theexcelreport.com and subscribe to his twice monthly newsletter. The focus is on you and your success. That's theexcelreport.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.